All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. Thank you for the coffee, Saint. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Picking up on page Kuf Chaf Beis, paragraph Yud Aleph. V'hine, we actually read this line yesterday. V'hine, kimo shetzarech b'masim, kach tzarech nikiyos b'midos. In the same way that one requires nikiyos in one's actions, one also requires nikiyos in one's midos. Remember again, the whole notion of the midah of nikiyos teaches us about a certain level of attentiveness that we need towards our actions, because sometimes the negative behaviors of life have so many different tentacles and appendages that if you're not attentive, it's easy to transgress. So here the Ramchal says, what is true in a behavioral fashion with maisim is also true with midos, with character traits. Ukimat sheyoser kasha hu anikiyas b'midos mimashu b'masim. I will say a very profound statement. And the truth is, it is more difficult to go ahead. It is more difficult to go ahead and actualize the midah of nikiyas with midos, with your character traits, than it is with your maisim, than it is with your actions. Which I will say, in and of itself, is not a surprise, because we all know it is easier to change a behavior than it is to change a character trait. That's for sure. Ki ateva, poel b'midos, yoser mimashu poel b'maisim. Because a person's nature very often impacts his midos much more than his nature impacts his actions. Ya'an ha-mezeg va-techuna heim o-mesayim o-mesnagdim gidolim lahem. In general, my temperament and my disposition could either be incredibly helpful with my midos or could really be incredibly detrimental. V'chol milchama shineged nitiyas ha-teva. Milchama chazaki. And I will say, a lot of times the midos that I have are a result of the temperament and disposition that I possess. My teva, my nature, my nature. And I will say, so again, one of the things we believe in Yiddishkeit is that at the end of the day, your nature may be a certain way, but you may need to nurture your nature to be a bit different. It's just because I'm born, or mostly we accept this idea, that I may be born with certain dispositions, proclivities, and feelings, but at the end of the day, lav dafka, that I don't have to work on that. So we're all born like that. So that's the Mechaber says, that's why changing a behavior, behavioral modification, behavior is much easier to regulate, because it's something external. When you want me to work on my midos, that's much more difficult, because often that's tied into the very dispositions and nature that I am born with. So to change something that I am hardwired with, or hardwired is the wrong word, but to change something that I have a natural predisposition to is much more difficult. Possible, but much more difficult. Umashe Pershub Ma'amar Zichron Levracha, top of Kuf Chaf Gimel, Ezehu Gibor, who is strong? Hakovesh es Yitzro. So we'll say, so what does that statement mean? What that statement means, Kovesh es Yitzro, we'll say, whenever we see the word Yetzer, we often assume that it refers to desires and wants. But the truth is, Yetzer just means your disposition. Right? Mm-hmm. This is my nature. So who is a Gibor, who is strong? One who is Kovesh es Yitzro, a person who is able to capture his predispositions, his proclivities, and his nature. Gvura is expressed in the ability to change. I have a Yetzer. Again, I will say, remember, Yetzer, we often assume Yetzer means always Yetzer, you know, parentheses, hara. Right, Nick? Yetzer ultimately just means my nature. Gvura, strength, is expressed in the ability to rein in, and yes, sometimes even change your nature. Vine, hamidos hin rabos. I will say there are many different character traits. Ki kafi kala pu'ulos sheshayachem la'adam ba'olam. Kimo ki imidosein shacharein hu nimshach pu'ulos. So I will say the same way that there are so many different types of actions. There are also, and every action creates different realities. Every action ultimately is often rooted in some other type of mida. Amnam. I'm supposed to, just like we saw when it comes to mitzvos and averos, that one has to be very careful. And the midah of nikiyos says, be vigilant about your actions. Watch what you're doing, because so many times even the things you think are okay and innocuous, in fact, are not. He goes on, he says,
I'm not going to say,
Kein nedarbe b'midos harish harashios ba'arichus ion yoser mipnei rigilosenu bam. So let's remember again. So what did we do on the actional level? On the actional level, the Mechaber pointed out certain averos that have so many different appendages, and therefore, as a result, people almost end up inevitably transgressing. Right? So we spoke about, again, Lashon Hara, we spoke about immorality, we spoke about Sheker, we spoke about theft. So, and then, remember, after the Mechaber goes through that list, and kind of focuses exhaustively on each of those things, what does the Mechaber say? By the way, this is only the major ones. But the truth is, conceptually, this idea of making mistakes with the smaller appendages and branches of averos is a din ultimately, again, that applies to many different averos. So we're going to do the same thing now with midos. We're going to speak about some major midos, which ultimately we struggle with, and then we're going to apply that even to smaller ideas as well. So what are the major midos that we have to focus on? Gaiva. Arrogance, gaiva, arrogance, kas, anger, kina, jealousy, taiva, desire, or lust. So we'll say these are the midos, says the Ramchal, we're going to focus on. Hein kol eila midos ros. So we'll say, okay, everyone will agree, here's the good news. If there's one thing we will agree on, this list, gaiva, kas, kina, taiva, not good, fine. That's good. Always good to agree on something. Nikaris mufor sam. So we'll say this is known and obvious to all. In tzarach l'rayis, the truth is we don't need any proofs to this. Ki hinei ra'os hina ba'asman v'ra'os b'tol dosein. Because of us say we know it. All of us know, because the truth is, as we're going to see, we all struggle with some element or some derivative of these negative traits. And we all have seen, experienced, either in ourselves or seeing it in others, the destructive nature of these midos. Kikulon chutz mishuras haseichal va'achachma. This is actually a very profound statement. All of these midos are outside of the realm of the seichel, right, of intellect and chachma and wisdom. In other words, what does that mean? All of these things, gaiva, kas, kina, taiva, are all counterintuitive. They're all counterintuitive. They do not make sense. These are not the type of midos, ultimately, again, that will help me obtain my goals in life, which I will say is quite a profound statement. Because what the Mechaber ultimately is saying over here is that there are certain things in life that are terribly detrimental. And intellectually and conceptually, I know they're detrimental. Yet for some reason, I often have difficulty stopping myself. For some reason, I often have difficulty just hitting the brakes on it, and yet it takes control. An incredible idea. He goes on, he says, V'chol achos kedai la'atzma la'havi es ha'adam al averos hamuros. And I'm going to say each of these things on their own. These are gateway midos, right? Gateway midos that at the end of the day, unfortunately, living with these midos opens the door and paves the way for a variety of different levels of detrimental behavior. So we'll stop over here for today. But I just want to, so next week, we'll really get, this is a very important section. We're going to get into exploring the negative midos that exist. But I'll tell you something really amazing, which is the way that Ramchal defines ultimately a negative mida is how something that is chutz mishuras haseichel v'hachachma. See, Rabbi Yosef, if you notice, by the way, the common denominator of gaiva, kas, kina, and taiva is what? They're all states of being where emotion totally overruns intellect, right? Wherever you let your emotions run away with you, and intellect is nowhere to be seen, that is a recipe for disaster. That's what Ramchal is saying. Chutz mishuras haseicha v'achachma. Doesn't make sense to be jealous of someone, right? You must say, why doesn't it make sense? Because that same energy that I'm going to use to be jealous, I'll work harder. All right, I don't have to be jealous. I'll put in that effort. Same thing with gaiva, kas, kina, taiva. All of these different things, I will say, right? All of these different midos, they're chutz mishuras haseichel v'achachma. They make no sense. They're emotions out of whack. And the moment that that happens is the moment that a person gets themselves into such serious trouble in life. Right, we'll stop here. Mm-hmm. Rav Shmuel will pick up here with this section on Monday. Wow.